On the new album, there's a song which is not a new song, but has anyone ever written anything for you? You say it's written for Joe Walsh, inspired by Joe Walsh. And if I can read the print on this in the candlelight here. I guess in a very few rare cases, some people find someone that they fall in love with the very first time they see them, from across the room, from a million miles away. Some people call it love at first sight. And of course, I never believed it until that night. Love at first sight with Joe Walsh.
Yeah.
I never realised that.
Nobody did. You two were in love. A very, very great secret.
How did it happen?
We went on a Wild Heart tour, and he opened for us. And I don't know. After we'd been on the road for about a week, and I walked in to after getting into the bar, because everybody was in there, and he was just sitting at the bar, and he just looked up at me, and I just walked over to him, and that was it.
It really was love at first sight.
It was, absolutely.
It was love, not lust?
No, it was love. Because I really, I mean, you should have seen me. I went and yelled at people about his sound checks. Or somebody'd say, Joe destroyed his dressing room last night, and I'd just say, fix it. I mean, it was like, I bought him like incredible silk shirts and leg warmers that he wore. And, I took really good care of him. And I think that's probably what scared Joe the most, was that I was too in tune with him. And he was too used to being out of tune with everything. And I really understood him really well. And I was very, very hard-nosed about him. It was like my whole house could be full, and if Joe called and said he was on his way over, I told everybody, I said, get out, everybody. Everybody's out of here in an hour. Why? Joe's coming in. Call, make your reservations, go stay at a hotel. I don't care, but just get out.
Did he get scared then?
I think he did. Well, what happened at the end was really, I was getting ready to go in to cut two songs with Waddy Wachtel producing. And we only had two nights to rehearse. And Joe had been off, God knows, in some, he'd been like in New Zealand or something. And Joe came down to about 1 or 2 or something like that, or midnight. And he was real good friends with everybody in my band. And that would have been fine any other night, except that I was very angry that Joe had done that, because what he did was he completely screwed up that session. And he had everybody just dying laughing because he just tells, 100 jokes. And people were rolling on the floor, and everybody, everybody was, and so of course, everybody was drinking. And I'm going like this, this is not fair, because he is not being sensitive at all to this whole situation. And I would give up anything for you. I'd probably even give up my damned career for you. But
would you have done?
Maybe. If I thought he was serious enough, I wouldn't have just given it up for nothing, but I would have. If I really thought that Joe could be serious for longer than 3 seconds, then I probably would have. And I had a limousine that night because I didn't know when it would finish, and I didn't want to hold anybody up. So I said, I hadn't seen Joe, mind you, in like a month and a half. And I said, do you want to take me home? Do you want me to send the car home? Or do you want me to come home with you? Or what do you want to do? And he said, looked at me and he said, well, actually, I didn't tell you this, but I'm leaving for Australia like tonight, and I have to pack. And so I'm just going to get a ride home with Waddy. And I said, okay. And I started walking towards the door, and I turned around and I said, Joe, I don't like where this relationship is going, because it's not going anywhere, and I don't want to do it anymore. And I turned around and I walked away, and he said, if you walk out that door, you basically cease to exist. and I just didn't stop walking.
Do you still love him?
I will always love Joe. It will probably be hard for me to ever find anybody else that ever, ever makes me feel like Joe did. At that point, I thought that was it. That was it. It was over. I'd just be an old maid and live with a bunch of dogs and cats somewhere in the mountains, and that would be it, because there just wouldn't ever be anything else for me.
You're in love now?
No.
Thank you.